welcome to another exciting episode of Rock Your World. I am your host, Sin, and welcome to my awesome podcast. Welcome to my awesome podcast? Like that was a question or something. But welcome, if this is your first time listening. I'm glad that you are listening and hope that you can stick around for the entirety of this show and don't get bored by my ramblings and conversations with myself and all sorts of various interesting things. The reason why I'm talking about new listeners, for all of you old listeners out there, is that I've recently been in contact with a bunch of bands, all completely new, who are very interested in getting played on the show. In fact, today is something it's going to be a very fun episode because every artist on the show is a brand new artist, which is very big for Rock Your World, seeing as for about the past few weeks we've been kind of playing the same artist every once in a while, and some different order, and I know that can get kind of tiresome to some people, but this is completely different. All new bands, and we'll probably have all new bands next week too, and for a while now we will definitely have a lot more diversity on the show. Let's start off with who we started off with today. That was kind of weird grammar, but okay. We started off with The Atom Age with their song Dig the Future. And because we're kind of on a high-paced episode right now after that song, let's continue on with the next song that we have, which is by an artist called Heavy Boots, and this is their song After All the Years, right here on Rock Your World.
I just wanna see you. to see you live.
All right, thank you, Heavy Boots. I really like that song. In fact, I only came in contact with Heavy Boots a couple days ago, but I've been listening to their stuff like ever since. It's really good, especially if you kind of like that folky punk kind of sound. That's definitely what I'm getting from them. Anyway, might as well kind of continue on. If you're new to the show, this is kind of how the sequence works, is that it's song, then I talk, song, then I talk, song, then I talk, and song. Or something like that that equals five songs. So it usually, I from what I assume at least, is a lot of people just like fast forward just to like the music parts and like kind of ignore what I have to say. But what I have to say is always, well, not always, but sometimes important. You can hear me tell stories, all that good stuff, like, kind of like what I was doing last week, where I tried to do the kind of, like, creepy, sensual talk and have, that sexy, like, 70s porno music in the background, trying to enhance the show a little bit. And I thought it was kind of good. I'm sure everyone else thought, oh my god, this is like the most awkward thing in the world. I can't listen to this. Go to the music, please. But I find it entertaining because I, for some reason, get really entertained at really stupid things I do. Let's keep going on, because I kind of forgot what I was going to say right there after that. Up next, we have a band called Allude, with their song, Loser, and you're about to hear it right now on Rock Your World. We'll be right back. Well, I certainly hope she doesn't think you're a loser, because I think you guys are a bunch of winners. That's a great song. Thank you, Elude. One thing I just noticed during the podcast right now is that we're already three songs into the show and not even 15 minutes in, which is very atypical of the show, mainly because I like to hear myself talk and bore you guys to death with, like, information that's not relevant to you whatsoever about me. But I guess I could talk a little bit more than what I've been doing today, kind of explain what's going on with everything. Good news is I will be coming back to good old Albuquerque, New Mexico here in a couple weeks. For those who don't know, for the first-time listeners and all that, I originally started in Albuquerque. I lived there for about the first, I'd say about 18 years of my life, give or take a few months, and I started up the podcast originally when, I don't know, I was probably like junior year of high school, and it didn't take off that well, and there are a billion different other problems that you can hear about in my previous episodes, but it wasn't until about last year when I finally decided to pick up the show again and get into it and actually do a bunch of things the right way this time, now that I've learned. However, over the past, well, it's been 3 years actually, the past 3 years I've been going to college out here in good old Tucson, Arizona, at the University of Arizona, and I do all of my broadcasts and shows and all that out here now, so it's a little harder to do because I'm not in Albuquerque. I can't always go to shows and be like, hey, I'm Sin, the DJ from Rock Your World, and I'm doing everything at once. You can check out my show here, blah, blah, blah. You can, like, go listen to it, hear me go off on tangents for, like, forever and all that. And I haven't been able to do that since last summer. So I'm excited for this summer when I'll be back in Albuquerque, good old Albuquerque. And I'll finally be 21. So I have access to a lot more clubs and venues in town. And if you are part of Albuquerque and you are over the age of 21, feel free to join me at these clubs and we can engage in consuming adult beverages together. Because that's a lot of fun. And yeah, that was about the only thing I could think of right there, is going to 21 plus clubs and drinking adult beverages and all that good stuff. But yeah, I'm here in Tucson right now, and I haven't really been able to get in the local scene because I focus mainly on school. This is kind of a side project, but this summer you'll be hearing a lot more from it, because I'll be getting a lot more bands. I'm amping up to 2 shows a week for the summer. And so at some point, I will be having my 1 year anniversary show. So that's exciting. Been doing the show for, oh man, almost, I think it's right now, I've been doing it for about 10 months, which is a little crazy when you think about it. 10 months worth of shows, even though, like, there was a couple months in there that I just didn't do shows. So, realistically speaking, it's been around for, like, 8 months and all that. This is episode 31, so that's 31 weeks or so. 31 shows, at least. So, yeah. I'm sure you're tired of hearing me talk for, like, the past 5 minutes. But I'm killing time right now, so I can get up to somewhere around between 35 and 40 minutes, instead of being like where I was at the at the pace I was going at, we would have been done in like 20 minutes, and you'd have to hold off until next week for another show, and I wouldn't want to do that. I wanted to give you a full show today. So the next artist we have up is a little artist by the name of Fire Hydrant Survival. And I recently discovered these guys, or I think it might be just one guy, I'm not sure. And he or them or whatever, I'll just say Fire Hydrant Survival is really good. I really like the dude's voice. And hopefully you do too, because you're about to listen to them and their song, Where Are Your Friends? Right now on Rock Your World.
So God made a farmer.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need someone who can flip this for a quick buck. So God made a banker.
When it's for the rest of your life, nothing bores me faster than thinking I could try. Nothing sounds good when your back's against the wall. Living for the state, make them proud, fuck them all. Let your hair grow long, watch your jeans wear so thin. Your showering's overrated, you won't miss your clean skin. Well, nothing sounds good when your work turns to shit. I'm not proud of anything, and you don't believe in God or even yourself. Don't trust anybody, leave the rest alone now. Tell me, where are your friends? Tell me, where are your guns? Tell me, why am I the sick one here, when the lie that you live is so complicated and nobody says that resistance is dead. It's not to me, it's not to us. Don't care why your sickness, it spreads down to your toes and into your eyes and into your chest and into your face and into your words and into your smell. But you're not the type for apologies. So write down the chords, it'll make you stronger. Drink whiskey to grow taller and beat the living shit out of yourself. Tell me, where are your friends? Tell me, where are your guns? Tell me, why am I the sick one here, when the lie that you live is so complicated and nobody said that resistance is dead. It's not to me, it's not to us.
Awesome. Thank you, Fire Hydrant Survival. I really like them just because it's kind of like, it is folk punk, no doubt. And for some reason, I've always just loved a very raggedy voice on a very clean instrument, no matter what form you throw it at, just because it's something you don't really hear every day, but it really is something really good. And if you like them or any of the other artists you heard today, just go throw them a like on Facebook. I mean, I'll post the links to all their Facebook pages after I'm done here. And I promise I will this time. So you can go check them out whenever you want. Make sure to like them, because it's always a great thing to know that this show is helping out, getting other bands likes. And so they'll know, oh, hey, this guy's actually pretty legit. Let's go share him too. And then the show grows, which means the artists can grow, and everybody wins. Yay! Oh, I just like punched like my little statue right there. Okay, I'm getting a little violent right now. Too violent for my own tastes. But let me think of something I can say to pass the time. Oh, yeah. Like I was bringing up last week, or like some week, whenever, I'm a big, big basketball fan, and tonight's probably going to be one of the biggest nights in basketball, and I'm probably going to lose a couple new listeners by saying this, but I probably already lost a bunch of listeners who, when I said that I'm a fan of sports, because I know a lot of musicians aren't sports fans, but whatever. But I am a Lakers fan, and I know a lot of you are just like, oh my God, he's like bandwagon fanboy dickwad, something like that. But really, I'm not. I'm like the absolute opposite of like a bandwagoner. I've followed the Lakers since I was like 5 years old, since I could barely understand what basketball was. And it's going to be a very interesting night tonight. This is why I'm doing a really early show, so I can go sit down and watch some basketball, because right now we're trying to fight to get in the playoffs, and it all depends on if Utah wins or loses tonight. If they lose, then we're almost guaranteed a seed. I think we are guaranteed a seed. But if Utah loses and we win, we're the number 7 seed instead of being unsure of making the playoffs or not, which is what I want to happen. And so that's why I'm doing a kind of early show tonight, so I can go make me some sort of delicious thing. Might go grill me up something awesome, because I'm an awesome chef like that. And yeah, and maybe like watch some basketball, like whip out a paper or two that I have due at midnight and focus on basketball, because I'm really more caring about basketball than school right now. Is that bad, with like 3 weeks left of school, that I decided to just like give up and decided to start caring about the playoffs? Well, if the Lakers blow it tonight, which is very possible, then I don't have to follow basketball until next fall. Which reminds me, Breaking Bad, my favorite TV show in the world, got pushed back another month. It's not coming back until August now instead of July. I've already been waiting so long for it to come back, and now it's not going to come back for another month, which basically means that it was like an entire year between I guess 5A and 5B, the seasons, even though it should be 5 and 6. This should be season 6 coming up. I mean, come on, AMC or Vince Gilligan or whoever the hell's in charge of that. I mean, I want it to be called season 6 or whatever. I don't even care at this point. I just want to see the end of Breaking Bad. Actually, I don't know if I'm mixed emotions on that. Which, by the way, I met RJ Mitty. I don't know if I brought that up last week, but I met the guy who plays Walt Jr. on Breaking Bad, like last Tuesday sometime. And yeah, this show is coming to a very screeching halt real fast. I mean, it started off high energy, and now I'm grasping at straws to figure out how to make sure I get to it, like, at least, like, 35 minutes. But I could have thrown in a couple other songs today, but I don't know why I didn't. So it's time to wrap up the show. Let's give you a rundown of who we listened to today. And we do have one more artist, so stick around for that. We started off with the Atom Age with the song Dig the Future. Then we went to Heavy Boots and their song After All the Years. Then jumped into Elude with their song Loser. And you just heard Fire Hydrant Survival and their song Where Are Your Friends. And now we have one more to wrap up the show. So thank you for listening. I hope for you new listeners, you actually stick around and aren't like really like disappointed in what you heard, because I sometimes suck at talking, especially when I'm the only one doing the show. I mean, I'm serious. I do all the recruiting. I do the recording. I talk. I'm a one-man operation for Rock Your World, and it kind of sucks, but I love what I do. It's just really time-consuming. So thank you for actually taking the time to listen. Make sure you share it with your friends. Like us on Facebook. You can email me at any time you want at rockyourworldpodcast@gmail.com. And I'll answer all of your emails and all that good stuff. Send your music there. Share it with your friends. All that good stuff. So thank you for listening. We have one more song, and that is by an artist called Holdra. And this is their song, Monolith. And it'll be what wraps up Rock Your World today. So thank you for listening, guys. It really means a lot to me. And I will talk to you all next week. Later.